Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio. Lighten
up. Hello and happy day, sweet friends. I am truly grateful to you for tuning into today's show. Here we are at the start of December. We are in the final 4 weeks of 2019, which has without a doubt been one of the most transformational, most upheaval that we've maybe felt within our lives emotionally, mentally, as we've moved forward through some not only the challenging energies, but within this aspect of understanding of this being not only a year of great manifestation, but a year of great healing. And so healing what is not what we've been carrying that no longer allows us to receive what it is we've been prayed for. So it's definitely has been we've experienced massive shifts. As we move into December, we're still interplaying with the 2019 energies. And of course, already 2020 is knocking at our doorstep. So I love that we get to hang out this month together, just talking about that transition, the transition from going from 2019 into 2020 energies, but how it is that we can nurture and care for ourselves and navigate what can sometimes be the most difficult and most challenging of the months for any year, no matter what year it has been. Now, being an empath is tough business. When we look at an empath, being an empath, of course, it basically is that we are prone to taking on other people's emotions and by extension, sometimes their problems and difficulties. And you must be an empath if you're tuning into today's show, because this has probably been a lot of what you have been navigating as well through this deeply transformational year. Not only have you been dealing with the upheaval within your own self of the healing, the releasing, the transformation of as we shift into energies and support to further manifest what it is we desire for our lives, but you've also been very prone to dealing with everybody else's stuff too. This makes it really difficult for us as empaths to deal with our own stuff, because now we've got our own stuff and we're carrying around everyone else's stuff too. Now, when we look to, I think before we really get into the conversation of the topic today about navigating the holidays as empaths, or navigating really not just the holidays, but life in general as an empath, I want to explain a little bit of difference between what being an empath and what empathy is all about. Most people believe or understand what empathy is. They experience it a lot, and sometimes it's confused with sympathy. So first, let's define these two. Sympathy is a feeling of compassion towards someone's sorrow, it can lead us to crying with them or eating too much ice cream with them. But empathy puts us into somebody else's shoes, that sometimes there's situations that where we have old memories or feelings within our own past. And essentially, having empathy is equivalent to walking a mile in someone else's shoes. However, being an empath not only takes empathy not only works within empathy, but it takes it to a whole different level. Empaths, in essence, feel what everyone around them is feeling. They are, whether that be in the pain body, the mental body, the emotional body, even though it can be a little skewed, because our perception of what is taking place in those moments can happen. But for the most part, where it's pretty accurate in terms of what it is that we're feeling within what is ours or what is someone else's. For the empath, we don't have to have had similar experiences to someone. We just can feel what they feel. It takes it to a whole new level of confusion. We haven't really walked in those shoes. Our stories might be different, but the feeling behind what is being expressing is felt very, very deeply. And this can be especially challenging for an empath when maybe those people around them are maybe not handling their emotions very well, because it can make it difficult for an empath to distinguish between what their emotions are and what emotions are of someone else. So it can be very overwhelming and difficult in light of that. But one of the other parts that comes up for us is that when we get into the holidays, for most empaths this season, we look forward to this because it's an opportunity to do what we do best, and that is about loving people. We love people. We get to buy them gifts. We give them hugs. We're all about, about giving love. And we want to help people more than anything. We want to help them to feel better, to help them to enjoy life. We just want to love them and love them some more. But this can also be one of the greatest downfalls, because it can also put us into being even more susceptible to the energies or the emotions, the pains, the et cetera, of other people. Now, as an empath in general, it can be very draining to be in emotionally charged situations. Again, as I said, we feel other people's stuff. We feel their anger. We feel their sadness. We feel their pain. And as a result, we can feel a little stifled and even a little bit overwhelmed. Holidays make us particularly vulnerable to the emotions and the wounds, the pains, the suffering of other people. This is the time of year where it's not unusual for people to feel emotional, especially for those who have lost a loved one. And their absence of the presence of having those people in our lives really gets amplified over the holidays. It's all those memories. It's all the celebrations. It's everything that stirs, and it can make the absence of someone that we've lost even more in our face. And for some people as well, sometimes we're not very close to our family, or we feel lonely or disconnected from our family. And all of a sudden, here we are in a world that focuses on the holidays of what they represent and mean is all about family, love, and togetherness. And that can be a little bit challenging for people as well. And as an empath, we're likely to pick up on those feelings of those people around us, of the emotions that they're dealing with. We have our own emotions that we're dealing with, but it can generally create a lot of unrest in our lives. So we have, of course, family gatherings that can be difficult and challenging, where there's a lot of pressure is put on us over the holidays, not only in togetherness as family, but there's also the pressure of things financially. And so we can, again, when we think of office parties and holidays get-togethers, that can feel very emotionally overwhelming for an empath. However, our buttons can even get further pushed when we start to take on or start to become aware of the energy behind what would be the challenges, the financial strain, the economy, and the anxieties that other people have around the holidays. When we look at Black Friday as being this, day to go to the mall and the greatest amount of sales and all of these super deals that we can get on all of this stuff that we can buy for Christmas, or we look at Cyber Monday, where there's a massive amount of people online and they're purchasing and those can be two of the hardest days for an empath as well. So not just the holidays, but days where there is so much energetic focus on finances, on the anxieties, on the stresses that people go through, the intense feelings that they have through even those situations. You know, I know for myself that come December 1st, I don't even like going to the mall. I don't like going for groceries. I try to avoid it at all costs because it is such a landscape of energy and emotion and anxiety and stress that becomes really difficult for me to shake. So when we look at, you know, being, as I said, an empath is different from being empathic. To be empathic means you're able to relate to how people are feeling. To be an empath means you're actually picking up on the other person's energy as if it's your own. And all of that intense of the feelings, all of the angers, the emotions, the stresses, the anxieties that are felt during this season, anxieties around the finances, anxieties around, you know, those social engagements or getting together with family and the challenges that relationship can bring up, in addition to the grief, the sadness, the sorrows of those who are challenged at this time of year by the loss of a loved one, it can definitely become very draining and a very overwhelming experience for empaths because we feel the intense feelings all at once as if they are ours. So this is why you are tuning in to today's show, because this is about how do we survive these holidays so that we can move from being in the state of overwhelm and the general anxiety that surrounds the holidays into a place for us to thrive, for us to have some ease, and for the holidays to become a little bit more bearable for us to manage and enjoy. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. We all want to enjoy the holidays. And for empaths, as I said, that can be a little bit of a challenge. So no matter whether you're, you know, brand new in discovering that within your journey that you are an empath, this might be just kind of you coming into your path onto your journey where you're just starting to recognize your hypersensitivity to the emotions or the energy of other people, or whether you've been, you know, well on your path of becoming more empowered within your empathic empathic capacities as this highly sensitive person. No matter where you are, it's my intention and hope that, you know, I'll be able to offer some direction and some give you some pointers on how to navigate all of this stuff that is percolating out there. I know definitely it has I deal with it. I'm an empath, of course. That's why I have these conversations. And I'm constantly in, my feelers are constantly in feeling mode. And so I know that for a good part of my life, it was, you know, I took on a lot of other people's stuff without even recognizing that it was other people's stuff. Now, probably, if you haven't been tuning into my radio show, I encourage you to go back. I've done several broadcasts and podcasts on being an empath and how to navigate the ups and downs and the absorption of energy. So again, this is really in continuing the conversation, but I want to make sure for those people that are just out there brand new to the path or recognizing yourself as being an empath to know that there's a great resource and library available to helping you to navigate this even further. So be sure to check out, you know, the podcasts of my radio show, and you can find that on iTunes, on Stitcher, on iHeartRadio, or of course, tuning in every week here on Empower. And just to know that, again, there's so many resources and so much help. And I love that I get to be a contribution in helping you to navigate this. Probably when it came to the end of last year, so the end of 2018, I've talked about this a couple of times on the show this last year, or maybe several times on the show this last year. I reached a critical moment, or what could be almost like a spiritual crisis when it came to empathic overwhelm and compassion fatigue at the end of last year. So this year of 2019, I've really been looking to more healthfully navigate my sensitivity by making some changes in my business practices, as well as becoming more conscious of what is mine and what is other people. Being able to distinguish between the emotions and other people's stuff so that I could deal with what was my own. And so this is, you know, when we look at whether it just be on a holiday theme or whether it be within the day-to-day life and the general aspects of life, it's important to know that as an empath, that these are tools and there are things that we need to become very energetically responsible about so that we can thrive, so that we can enjoy our life. And I'm hoping that in something I share here today, that it's going to help you to avoid the mass critical state that I found myself in last year at the end of 2018. Now, when I say mass critical state, to describe what that was, I was so overwhelmed and so inundated and massively absorbed so much of the pains, the wounds, the emotions, the struggles of other people that I had been handling it to some capacity, but as I look back now, I recognize there was more that I needed and could have been doing for myself. You see, that's one of the biggest things for an empath. Empaths love, we love our family, we love our clients, we love helping other people. And so we are always placed, whether we realize it or not, into situations or conversations or being around other people who are quick to unload on us, not purposefully, but they feel safe. They recognize something about the energy that we are that is a safe place for them to confide. For there's that light that goes off inside of us that says, tell me your pain and let me hold it with you and let me transform it with you and let me dive into what is dark and troubling within your life and help you to come out of it. And that's really what we do as empaths. And of course, being that that is the basis of my professional career in helping people to navigate through their suffering and their pains, their traumas, I realized by experience and because I was in this mass critical moment within myself that I needed to navigate this in even more healthy ways than what I had been previously doing, that I really needed to look at recognizing my hypersensitivity, this being a highly sensitive person. That's really what an empath is, that I needed to start honoring this as a gift and not a curse, that I needed to start taking a look at the energy that I was and responsible for the energy that I was and what I was putting out into the universe, and not so much in terms of crises and in terms of what other people were doing to me. I'm going to talk more about this in a little while because it was a baseline or turning point for me as I moved into 2019 and being able to really process and distinguish the different energies and being able to move forward in a way that wasn't diminishing or depleting and overwhelming for me, but from a way where I felt that I could navigate it, I could handle it, and I could love people even more because of it. And that's really what, you know, some of the things I want to discuss and share today on the show with you. When we look at detecting the emotions, you know, there are so many things that play up this time of year. We feel the pressure, right? There are family squabbles that are at play. There are challenging and difficult emotions that are coming up. And as I said, if you've experienced a loss, not only are you dealing with the loss, but you're also dealing with the loss of those people around you. So it can be very, very, very sticky, so to speak, to be able to sticky and difficult to be able to act upon what emotions are yours, to be able to take care of yourself, to be able to process, to heal, to be with what is going on inside of you when you are inundated by that of other people. And as I said, that's where I was at the end of last year, that I had current practices in place that were helping me to thrive, or what I thought to thrive to that point as an empath. After coming through it, just seeing now that there's so much more that I can do and so much more that I can help you do so that you don't reach that critical mass or that crisis point of empathic overwhelmment help you to really, you know, ease through not only this holiday season, to ease through this whole month of December, but really an easing through the gateway or the doorway into 2020 and beyond. Being an empath is a gift. And I think that's one of the misconceptions, or one of the things that we have perhaps avoided or not recognized truly for what it is. It is this beautiful gift that allows us to see beyond the facade, to see beyond the ego of what's going on in someone's life, and to have an inside track to how someone truly feels, so that we can be there and support them, to help them and to guide them through some of the sticky situations that they may be playing out in their life. It gives us the intel. We're able to pick up energetically if someone is angry, which gives us a heads up so that we know how to approach the person, that we know how to approach them, how to talk to them, and how to redirect maybe what would have been the reaction or the projection of anger towards us. So it really is such a gift. We're being given the awareness ahead of time to how to help and how to serve and how to maneuver a difficult situation in a way that allows us to show up with more compassion. So it's, you know, when we look at being an empath, we often talk, and I know I've talked on the show and I'm talking to you now, about all of the, what is the negative side effects of this being a highly sensitive person. But I also want to bring to the table the positives of being a highly sensitive person. If it wasn't for the fact that I did have this heightened awareness and the sensitivity to how people were feeling and what was really going on behind the scenes, I wouldn't be able to do the work that I do. I wouldn't be able to help and to be there for someone. There are times when someone is suffering and they're not able to speak the words to say, I'm hurt, I'm wounded, I need help. As an empath, we're getting that through energy. They are speaking energy to us. And as empaths, we remember how to speak energy. That's really what we're doing. And so the energy is speaking to us, and it's giving us a heads up. It's helping. It's giving us some insight and an opportunity to reflect upon what is, you know, how it is and what it is that we can do to be there for someone else. It gives us it's like we do this x-ray, or we have this capacity to scan another person's psyche for their emotions, their past, their futures. We can see and feel where their body, you know, maybe these emotions are being stored in their body because of the pain body is speaking to us, and we're feeling the aches and pains of all of it. So it's really, it's not, as I said, this is not something negative. And I've heard so many people speak in such a negative reference to being an empath that I want to bring to the table and say, hey, you know what? This is one of the greatest gifts that you can possibly have. There is so much power to being an empath, and power not in a way of manipulating, but power in a way that happens where you can discern what is yours and what's not yours, and that life, in a way that used to be overwhelming and annoying or confusing, there are ways to still be in joy and in ease, no matter what's playing out in the world around us, and that we can show up and be there for people, and that we can help, and that we can love them through the most difficult and challenging situations when they're not able to put words to how they feel. because we're feeling it and we're able then to be there and help someone else. As I said, it's a little bit of an insight. It's a, we have a little bit of a knowing that takes place. Empathic, you know, empathy is about emotion. To be an empath means that we feel. It works within the soul sense of clair empathy, where we feel the anger, the joy, the love, the sadness, the pain, the anxiety. We can feel the emotion of things, but it's that emotion that sets off an internal knowing, the claircognizant aspect of how it is and what it is that we can do to help and support another person. How can we be a positive contribution in someone's life with just being who we are, just showing up, just being in that moment and owning this, owning who we are, accepting who we are, loving who we are. And I'll tell you, my sweet friends, when you can do this, when in the aspects of being the empath and you can celebrate it and love that, you immediately diminish the stress, the hardship, the triggers, the everything that it has maybe done to up to you for this point. This is about how can you love yourself more so that you can love other people more. And we feel as other what other people are feeling simply so that we can have the insight to love ourselves more and to love them more in that moment too. I'm going to talk more about all of this and so much more after the commercial break.
I feel scared. It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Blue is my favorite color.
What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color.
What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller is sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives and the Ad Council.
Okay, gang. So chances are there'll never be an emergency ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So who's going to do what? Anyone? Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So, who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So, we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone. Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Lighten up. Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up.
Trust the mystery.
Lighten up.
It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way.
Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
So before the commercial break, I was really, you know, sharing and talking a little bit about some of the what we understand to be the cons of being an empath. You know, all of those things that we hear or that are over exaggerated, because they're not over exaggerated, but I would say that there's an over amount of attention given to all of those things that are the cons of things, this bad thing that happens, of how grueling and difficult and challenging being an empath is, and how everybody else's stuff is always affecting us and bothering us, and it's really hard to be around negative people because we're just constantly overwhelmed and over absorbing other people's stuff. Now, it's true. And it is difficult and challenging. And it can be very difficult, very hard to navigate. That's why you're tuning into today's show. But as I was saying, the other part of it, there's a lot of pros to this. There's a lot of, it gives us insight. It's like a superpower that allows us or provides us to be able to not read people's minds, but to experience what other people are feeling at a very deep level, where they're in their body that they're experiencing problems, where they are emotionally experiencing problems. And one of the, I think the biggest pros about being an empath is that we have an increased ability to feel love and compassion for other people at a completely different and deeper level. One of the most difficult obstacles of any relationship is about having understanding, the understanding. And I'll tell you that what being an empath allows us to cultivate a level of love and compassion that even the most difficult and challenging relationships with other people, we can actually improve those relationships because we can better identify with other people, even if we disagree with them, that we can understand about how they feel, that we can find common ground, that we can allow for compassion to act upon this relationship and healing it with more kindness and in a more peaceful way. And so, yes, there is this direct experiencing of the emotions of people around us. And we're especially feeling that right now over the holiday season. Anxieties, the depression, the fear, the stress, the sorrows, everything that we can experience is as if we're experiencing it firsthand. And it can be difficult under different situations. Absolutely. I don't want to downplay that whatsoever. However, and again, you know, we look at the combination of that those feelings that we feel can move into having panic attacks, and we can feel so very overwhelmed and in busy and loud environments and in the shuffle and the shopping and the social commitments and the family gatherings and everything right now. It's almost like it can feel like it's too much to take. But this is why you're tuning into today's show, because I want to say to you, this is a gift. This is one of the greatest capacities in which to create greater love and compassion. It's where this becomes magnified for an empath. And so, you know, when we look at it as a superpower, and when we can be grateful for the fact that we have this capacity to see and to understand at a deeper level, to actually feel other people's emotions and energy and physical symptoms, that we can then act upon that in a way that can become and turning it from being the curse of what can feel like a curse to something and recognizing that this is one of our greatest gifts and greatest blessings, because it gives us a back door of that. Activates, as I said before the commercial break, the clairempathy so that we can relate, and the claircognizance, this knowing of how it is to handle a situation, what to say, not to say, what to do, not what not to do, to walk up to and approach a situation or step away We're given this intel, and this intel is priceless. It is such good awareness to have, because again, it puts us in the state of being empowered within our life. So first off, we look at switching our perception or the definition that being an empath is a bad thing to switching it into awareness of saying, this is such a good thing. This is such a good skill to have. It's this innate skill that helps us to recognize when someone is lying. We immediately know when someone's lying. We can tell when they're trying to manipulate a situation. We get, you know, it's like everything goes off inside of us. We have this lie detector, and we're able to confront situations. We're able to know who it is we can be vulnerable with, and who it is that we're not able to do that. So we're able, our empathic capacities allow us to recognize truth. It's such a gift, such a gift. It also gives us, a capacity to channel our own unique energy into our life. You know, this is where we talk about being absorbing the energy of others, but this is an opportunity where we get to change that too, where we get to move into a place where we can express an energy that is entirely different than what we are picking up on. It's an opportunity. And that brings up another point of the conversation. As empaths, we must take accountability for the energy that we're putting out into the world. Think of it this way. There are more than just you. There's more than just you out there. Right? There's more than just me. That in this world that is very full of people, there's a lot of people with a lot of emotion and a lot of things coming up. And this whole time, we look at these holiday seasons and about the energy we're picking up from others. But what about the energy that we are being in that moment? What are we expressing? Because I have become, over this last year, very conscientious in a deeper way than I ever was before about the energy that I'm giving off into the world. Am I contributing positively? And am I channeling my unique energy into life in a way that is of benefit for other people? Because if I'm being victimized by my gift of being an empath, then the energy I'm putting out is one of irritability, it's one of frustration, it's one of suffering. And so when I've been able to flip it from a curse to a blessing and become more conscientious of the energy that I'm expressing out, it's completely changed how I'm able to show up and my experiences in the malls and on Black Friday and at family gatherings. So we begin our conversation by, you know, not only looking at the things that are important for us to have in place and in navigating. So things like our boundaries, we'll talk a little bit about that. But more importantly, becoming very conscientious to who we are in those moments. Are we being that compassionate, kind, loving energy that we are? That's the gift of being an empath. An empath, as I said earlier, the capacity to love and have compassion for others is amplified. And so in that moment, is that how we're expressing our energy? So we look at, first off, how can I be kinder? How can I be loving, more loving? How can I be more gentle? How can I be more considerate? How can I be more attentive to my life and to others who are close to me? We take a look first at what energy we are channeling into life. This is where, you know, my tip for you really is about, you know, finding some quiet space. As an empath, we feel our best when we're alone. It's just far too people-y out there. So find some quiet space for you every single day. Feel into yourself the best that you can. Quiet space. This is in the middle of everything that is chaotic and challenging and difficult. Create some space so that I take a break when you're feeling overwhelmed. Just take a break and get in touch with yourself. You might need a moment. You might need to go to the bathroom. You might need to go step outside. Nature is like the breather for an empath. So get outside, you know, do something to recenter. To be empowered as an empath is to, instead of, again, it being overwhelming, annoying, and confusing, is to look at the very things that we can do to honor how we're feeling and express a different energy into the world. So instead of becoming all those negative or becoming like all of those negative influences that you're feeling, take a break. Take some time out, go into nature, get some quiet, breathe in some fresh air, do something to become more grounded in who you are. Recenter yourself. And sometimes that might be simply, you know, in a difficult or challenging situation or a feeling of overwhelm, you might just simply close your eyes. I know for myself that if I can close my eyes, I can focus more on my internal world. That when my eyes are open, I become very distracted by the external influences and more distracted by the external energies. And so for me to find some silence, to take a break and close my eyes, allows me to go within, allows me to be with how I feel, to be able to just take time out from the overwhelm, from the confusion. And so very often, especially during this time, and as much as I try to avoid the malls and I try not to get caught up in the hustle and bustle and the stresses and of this, what the season can be, there's times I have to. And so I find that by taking time out, whether sitting in my car or for a few minutes before I go in somewhere, closing my eyes to center, to ground, to connect with myself, to breathe into myself, helps me to really, you know, again, feel more grounded and less overwhelmed. Now, you might also, you know, we've heard many times within spiritual practices, we've all learned about light. We all understand that light is a way that we will help us to stay centered. It's what helps to balance ourselves. And it's also been taught that it's a technique that can help to protect us, so to speak, by lowering of lower density or lower frequency of energies that might be causing imbalance to our psyche and our energetic and emotional bodies. Now, I was a huge advocate for the first phase of what's known as the first phase of light, or the first phase within the spiritual practices and within the realizations of how to healthfully navigate the energy. And again, that would begin by closing my eyes and picturing around myself a bright white light surrounding me, creating a bubble, and imagining myself completely encased within a bubble. And it was in this little bubble that all of the unwanted energy and all of everything that was directing at me and that I was judging as negative, what I was protecting myself from. It's a form of what's referred to as shielding. And so I put up my shield so that I could create within my own energy, create and exist within my own little energetic bubble. You see, this is helpful, but what it's a little bit of like smoke and mirrors, because what it does is, yes, it definitely can close down or stop what might be coming at us. However, it also limits our capacity to receive as well as to give. And in a season of giving, where love is the most important, our capacity to give and receive love is diminished the moment we put up a shield. Because now we're not only protecting ourselves from the negative influences, we're protecting ourselves from the positive ones as well. So it really, although it's helpful, it definitely is not my first recommendation. But it's a place where many people operate, and it serves them. I want to introduce you to something else. I want to say that's kind of the first phase. And then from there, I moved into a place of which is known as what would have been my second phase. And my second phase, which is about recognizing the light is within. The light is within us. So we don't need to protect ourselves from ourselves, right? So this phase is the awareness and the understanding that there is already light inside of us and that we can just visualize expanding that light, expanding it from our heart and building it up bigger and bigger and brighter all around us. So in essence, we're still creating a bubble, but instead of protecting or shielding ourselves from the external, we're using from the internal and moving the shield outward. Now, this is one of the basic things that I teach within my Spiritual Art of Mediumship program. It's within my intuition development and all of the different opportunities that I have in order to speak and express and to help people to navigate their sensitivities to spirit or within their psychic development. And it's a powerful one. Light expands and it goes outward. And of course, we begin noticing subtle differences within our physical body. And as we grow and as we change, so does this process. So we move first from bubbling to protecting ourselves and surrounding ourselves with light to a second phase where we recognize that the light is within and we expand upon that. But what has been the most powerful thing was the realization, the healing of the beliefs, and the awareness that I'm already the light, that you are the light, and that it is not necessary for us to shield ourselves from anything. That this now comes into a level of awareness where we know ourselves as that light, and there's no longer a need of protection or balancing techniques, that we can just visualize who we are as energy, that we can just visualize and know ourselves as energy, that we can just visualize and know ourselves as the light that we've been otherwise protecting ourselves from or expanding. This is a very, and as I said, this is another place where we get into a technique where it becomes the all-encompassing of the whole self, the all self, the God self that expresses through all of us. So it doesn't matter where you are, but just know that you are energy, that we speak energy as empaths. We receive energy, we give energy. We become conscious of everything that is, and then we use our energy as a way and means to help us to navigate the holidays, the most difficult or challenging situations that are there, that can come up. So get to know who you are, sweet friends. Get to know your energy so that you can experience the energy that isn't yours, that you can easily identify it. And the moment that you feel an energy or recognize an energy that's not yours, instead of getting upset about it, simply stating, I recognize the energy of stress. I recognize the energy of sorrow. I recognize the energy of pain. I recognize the energy of suffering. I recognize the energy. An empath's greatest tool is to recognize everything as energy, so not to become the energy that is presenting to you. Get to know your energy so that when you experience the energy that's not yours, you can easily identify it. And you can do that not by saying, I am tired, I am stressed, I am sad, I am hurting, I am depressed. Instead of owning it, the moment we say I am, we bring it in and we buy into it. And it becomes our experience. So when we can look at recognizing the energy, I recognize the energy of, we become empowered, and it allows us to start having the not only the awareness, but here it puts us into a place of being the observer. And the moment we move into a position of being the observer, we can then shift how we're feeling, what we're feeling, and we're no longer taking it on as if it's ours. It is the greatest tool I can ever teach. It is the greatest tool that gives you your power back. It is the greatest tool that does not allow for you to become, you and me and all of us, to become overwhelmed by the energy of others, to become overwhelmed through the holidays. I recognize it. I recognize it. Be the observer. The moment we say, I recognize it, we no longer give power to it. The moment we say, I recognize it, it can move through us and through our energy field instead of becoming a part of us and staying with us and getting absorbed by us and then weighing us down and creating even greater overwhelm. So recognize the energy. Get to know your energy. Start utilizing energy to recognize and to know and understand yourself as light. And then begin to release that energy, not through any massive spiritual or metaphysical practice, although it's important to do that, clear your energy field and cleanse your aura and do, you know, release any of the negative ions that you've picked up throughout your day. Of course, I highly recommend it, clearing it and cutting it and, you know, releasing all of everything that that is. Absolutely. However, your greatest strength as an empath, one, is that you are highly sensitive. And it is that greatest strength of being highly sensitive that allows for greater love and compassion, allows for you to be more loving and compassionate with others, that allows you to help and to navigate other challenging situations by giving you some backdoor information, and that you can utilize this as a gift. This gift that becomes the blessing, where you can now be in awareness that you are energy, that every person is energy, that thoughts are energy, that we speak energy in this world. Even though we translate through words, the words I speak hold energy. And we work and live and breathe energy. And when we can recognize the energy of what doesn't serve us, it cannot become a part of us. So hone into this as a strength. This is where one of the things that not only cultivates greater awareness, but it also helps to be able to bring some vitality into our lives. Because now, you know, when we look at absorbing and taking on the energy of other people, we become very diminished in what we're able to give. We're exhausted, we're tired. And so this becomes a great method so that we're able to approach our life with what feels like a full gas tank instead of an empty one, because we're not so weighted down by the world. Now, some other things that's from an energy side. I think the other part, you know, as I said, is to, you know, we talked about taking time out, taking time to meditate. And, you know, we can look at different situations. I think one of the other greatest powers that we have is our capacity to speak to what we need. Remember, you know, we need to speak to what we need. And sometimes it's important for us to say no to social engagements. It's important for us to say no to going to the mall. It's important for us to, especially if we feel uneasy about attending a party or something, that we limit the amount of time that we're there, or we give ourselves permission to say no, to make a decision and choice that honors us. That honors us, that honors our sensitivity, and recognizes that as a highly sensitive person, we have the power to choose and to decide the very things that we need that honor that sensitivity. So remember to say no. It's okay. No is a complete sentence. No is a complete is a complete paragraph. No is a very important word for an empath to know, because as empaths, we want to help, we want to be there, we want to serve, we want to, you know, do our very best, because people, we feel, we want to make a positive difference in the lives of others. We feel to the core of someone is, and yet saying no is a really healthy thing that we can do to further honor our sensitivity and no longer putting ourselves into situations that might be challenging or difficult over the holidays. So, my sweet friends, I've shared just a few of the things that that have helped me over this last year. Everything changes when we begin to create and cultivate a strong sense of who we are, when we can fully accept ourselves as highly sensitive beings, and that we can enjoy the holiday season on our terms without being disempowered. where we can recognize and know that who we are, and that our empathic capacities, instead of being a pain, that they are indeed a gift, and that you are a gift to the world. And I thank you so much for taking time out of your day to gift me with your presence here on the show, feeling you, knowing you, and want to wish you the very best of today. May this day be blessed in many, many ways, and know that you can enjoy the holidays, all of festivities, all of the shopping, all of the everything that the holidays are about on your terms, in a healthy way that honors you, that takes care of you, and helps you to remember that you, more than anyone, deserve your love and affection. God bless each and every one of you. Thanks for tuning in today. Bye for now.